Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Robert Murray is an MLB insider and joins us. Robert, I don't think there's any question that the Indians and plenty of other teams are probably going through some serious financial, issues right now and payroll. They're going to be able to do that, probably having to borrow. So the idea of maybe wanting to trim payroll and move some guys, it sounds like a good one and one that the Indians and other teams have broached. But how realistic is it that other teams out there are going to be willing to take on players at this point?
Yeah, it's going to be really tough for a lot of these different teams because a lot of them are losing a significant amount of money. And when you're looking at these trades, you're going to have to look at the salaries that are being brought on, but you're also going to have to look at the capital that it's going to take to get these players. And a lot of these teams are going to be hesitant to take rentals because odds are they're only going to be there for a month or 27 games. And there's also the possibility of the season being cut short because of COVID. And you can only trade players that are on the 60-man roster or however you want to phrase it. So the complications that it's going to take for a deal to be made and shedding this kind of a payroll is going to end up being really difficult. I think that's going to end up proving to be a pretty light trade deadline when that time comes.
Robert, do you expect any moves made today or in the near future? I would say probably not, right? Because of the things
I think it's going to end up being really I think there's going to be moves that are going to be made because the transaction freeze is now over. But if there are any moves made, I would say they're not going to be anything too big. I think that's going to end up coming at a later date.
Talking to Robert Murray, MLB insider, I just saw this today, and it kind of threw me back. Again, it's coming from Rob Manfred, so take it for what it's worth. But the commissioner was saying that there's still an opportunity maybe for expanded playoffs this season. Would the players be okay with that? Do you think that's a realistic possibility at this point?
Yeah, it seems like Major League Baseball is flying by the seat of its pants with a lot of what's going on right now. And it's just it's an interesting position by them. And I understand the idea of wanting expanded playoffs. That's going to end up bringing more money into the game. But I also don't think the players are going to be up for it just because this is not what they were hoping for. And this is not anything that was part of the March agreement. So, I mean, I can understand why Major League Baseball would want it for financial reasons. I think that'd be good for the game, but getting the players to sign off on that after what was just a three-month negotiation that was full of tension, I think that's going to end up proving really difficult.
Do you think there's any chance we see fans at all in some ballparks this year?
I mean, I do. I think that's going to vary by state and how the laws are implemented there, but it wouldn't shock me. You've seen teams like the Brewers and the Giants say they're talking about doing cardboard cutouts for fans, which sounds interesting to say the least. But I do think no matter the sport, if it's baseball or football, I think there are going to be fans. It's just going to end up looking a lot different than it has in years past.
Robert, as we talk about, the two sides still at odds, even though, they're planning on 60 games in 66 days. But you couple that with the idea that, you have this COVID-19, the pandemic, which is starting to ramp up again, unfortunately. Have you talked to some players on or off the record, and as far as, like, what their what their enthusiasm level is, what their anxiety level is as far as playing. What do you gather in talking to some of the players throughout baseball?
Yeah, I've been talking through text or through phone calls with players and agents, and it's either one end of the spectrum. It's one, they're not worried, or two, they are worried. And I was talking to a player yesterday who is seriously considering sitting out for a multitude of different reasons, and he's not alone in this thinking. I'm very curious whether he's going to be sitting out just because the financial implications for him would be rather big. But it seems like it's either one or the other, and it wouldn't shock me if we ended up having some players sit out. That's the expectation among about 20 agents that I polled, is I asked them the same question. When this is all said and done, do you expect players to sit out? And every single one of them said yes. And the players are kind of echoing that in recent days. They just want to make sure that teams in the league are following CBC guidelines. And that's going to end up being a huge factor in their decisions whether to play or not.
Robert, when you look at some of the rules they've changed, obviously the DH, universal, of course, and you look at the extra innings, putting a runner on second base, I actually love that rule as a casual baseball fan myself. I'm more of a football, basketball guy, but I wonder, will obviously the DH, I think, will continue on for the rest of time, hopefully, but will the second base runner in extra innings continue after the shortened season?
Yeah, I think it's something that makes a lot of sense because it's going to end up shortening games, and those 18-inning extra inning games are right. going to become a lot fewer. So I think it has a legitimate shot at sticking, and I also hope as a ball writer who's covered a couple of 18-inning games, that it's implemented full time, just because it would make our lives a lot easier. But I do think it's going to end up looking weird at the start. I think some people are going to grumble, especially the people who have followed baseball for their entire lives. But I think it would end up being a good thing if it's actually implemented full time.
Robert, you talked about some of the players, you know, having concerns about coming back, and as far as the guidelines. I mean, has Major League Baseball really? I mean, we're seeing NBA, for instance. You know, I think they did everything they could as far as putting out this 100 and whatever it was page guide to how this is going to be, and yet they're still getting some pushback and, you know, questions. So Major League Baseball, which hasn't exactly been organized throughout this whole thing, whether it be proposals or otherwise, did the players get... Maybe Major League Baseball hasn't vetted everything they need to in terms of making sure that they are safe when and if they come back to play?
Yeah, I know of a couple of players who have that kind of concern, but I think when we're going to find out what they really think is when these players eventually report for spring training or summer training or whatever you'd like to call it. That's when we're really going to end up getting answers on this, because the medical professionals are going to get their hands on players and they're going to be able to test them and start using those guidelines. But I know that's something that players and agents are very curious to see is when these players report, is how much are these teams following these guidelines. And that's a really important storyline, because when these players report and they get tested, the expectation, as Jeff Passan of ESPN wrote today, is that a lot of these positive test numbers are going to end up going up. And that's when baseball is really is going to see the rise in numbers that we're all expecting.
Talking to Robert Murray, MLB insider, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. In terms of the innings specifically, as we, you know, hopefully get on the field next month, and let's say they are able to play out a full season, I've seen some folks say, well, you know, the Indians are slow starters and that could hurt them. The A's are another team, slow starters. But that aside, where do you gauge the Indians' chances in a 60-game season?
Yeah, I think they have plenty of talent on their team. I don't think that's going to end up being an issue. And with there only being 60 games, if they can use that talent and get off to a hot start, I think they're in a really good position. And especially so if there's expanded playoffs. But let's say there's not going to be expanded playoffs. I think they have a shot of making the playoffs, but it's going to be difficult to win the division just because it's a competitive division. But I do think they have the pieces in place. Even though they traded Corey Kluber this offseason, I think they have the pieces to be competitive and make a legitimate shot or make a legitimate run at a postseason appearance.
Robert, we argued last segment about if this is a legitimate season, I said it is. I mean, it's different, of course, but everyone's got the same, you know, parameters. Everyone's dealing with the same issues. 60 games. It's a pandemic. I think if the Indians won the World Series, I'd count it the same as any other World Series, in my opinion. What say you?
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that. It's because all these teams are under the same guidelines, and you're going to be playing 60 seasons with different rosters, and they're going to have the same amount of time to get stretched as other teams. So I think it's definitely legitimate. It's going to look a lot different than it has in the past, but if you win the World Series, maybe some people view it with an asterisk next to it, but for me, I think it would be completely legitimate.
The reason that I say that it won't feel legitimate, and again, this doesn't mean that I'm not excited for it. I've been an Indians fan my entire life, but I mean, when you're talking 60 versus 162, and okay, even if it's not 162, fine, but I just can't get past like 60 games. It doesn't even, I mean, we're talking normally, that's teams are just starting to find out who they are, and we're already talking about, you know, moving into the postseason. And how many of the of these great players, you know, we've heard players like Charlie Blackmon testing positive. I guess the reason I say it just doesn't for me right now, Robert, is, you know, 60 games is nothing. And then on top of it, are teams going to be at full strength? Are teams going to be playing with a lot of their stars? Who's going to be out with either COVID-19 or just injuries because of the lack of work they've been getting coming into this year next month?
Yeah, that's a completely fair argument on your end, and that is a huge concern of teams and players, is the injury risk, because they're not going to be able to get properly stretched out. They're going to get some time to get stretched out with this upcoming spring training and everything, but it's not going to be like it was in years past. And there's some players or some pitchers who haven't even thrown the ball much, if at all, and they're going to be asked to get ready for a season in 3 or 4 weeks, and that's going to make things really difficult. And with those injuries and in fighting COVID-19, it's going to end up being the last team standing is probably going to end up being the one who is the healthiest, both with in terms of like health or not getting COVID-19. I know that's not exactly the greatest thing in the world to hear, but that's the reality that we're looking at this point. That's how teams are viewing it too. So from that end, I can see why you wouldn't think it'd be a legitimate season, but at the same time, all these teams are battling the same things.
A lot of questions and a few answers at this point. You can follow Robert Murray on Twitter, @byRobertMurray. Again, we've got Chris Antonetti coming up after the top of the hour. Robert, we appreciate the time. Good stuff as always, and hope to track you down again soon here. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.